Blog Talk Radio.
Some breaking news as we start out this Borg out of 10 action emergency. Borg fucking sucks at picking out sound bites. And that's your breaking news for the night. All right. Expect a lot of breaking news throughout the course of the evening because no one fucking cares. We don't fucking care.
We never care.
Joining me in the studio tonight, first and foremost, my good friend, Alamino Casino, the shortest man in the world. How you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. About on my fourth beer tonight, so I feel good.
Wow, four whole beers.
Hey, man, it's super expensive.
You want some
15?
Cranberry juice for that yeast infection you got going on there, buddy?
For that UTI I got? No, hey, it's that $15 specialty IPA beer.
Hold on there, Alamino. More breaking news coming into this Borg out of 10 ass report. The breaking news is there will be breaking news. That's about it. So we're going to move right along. Let's go ahead and get the normal shenanigans out of the way. Let's go wake Thoughtbot up real quick. Thoughtbot, who gets started kindergarten today. Yeah, got to find out about that.
He probably just got the dishwashing done, man. Anyways.
Well, that was over 30 minutes ago, so maybe not. Oh, what a bitch. What kind of parent doesn't even have voicemail set up?
This is an emergency call.
Well, it is an emergency podcast, and he just blew it. You blew it!
All right, take him out of the chat.
We got to, man. He'll be back in the chat. I'll say one thing every week, because I'm Thoughtbot, and you know how that goes.
I just popped a bean, and I'm on a helicopter. Hey, God damn.
More breaking news throughout the show. We literally have no content. It's supposed to be a Borg talk. But he was too busy. What did he say he had to do? Jerk off or some shit?
And arguing with Verizon. Switching over to T-Mobile, which I've always had shit luck with.
The Young Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was do the fucking thing. I'll be there, but I got to burn ice cream till like 7, so no time to set it up. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but
I think that might have been a shot at Dino.
Who's that?
Like, he's taking a shot about Dino. Well,
folks,
I mean,
just to keep piling on Borg. Borg had one task this afternoon. Pretty much, he was supposed to find a soundbite of somebody saying breaking news. And like, breaking news. Something like that. This is what we got instead.
This is Channel Television Breaking News.
Sounds like fucking Street Fighter music.
It's like if you went to Hardee's and asked for a Monster Burger, and you end up with a fucking McChicken.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Breaking news, Borg is a dumbass. Whoa.
Well, was that breaking news?
No, I think everybody knows that.
Oh, great. Well, there have been some great... Oh, no. I was going to say there have been some great memes posted, not by people named GBL.
Oh, man, I think we got some more breaking news coming down the pipe. Yeah, evidently in the state of Michigan, fake medical licenses are given out daily. There are no real doctors in Michigan.
I would believe that.
Joining us on the podcast tonight is a slight nasal congestion because we've got some fucking 90 degrees and it's fucking 60 degrees. Shit adds up. So, yeah. Flamino, it appears you've been picked on a lot lately by our resident movie critic and resident ginger fucker. Or your buddy Punez. He said your music sucks.
Yeah.
What do you have to say as a rebuttal?
Well, you know, Punzi, as we adoringly call him, the ones who really care about him and have been here for him, we've been a safe haven for him. But honestly, it's not that.
More breaking news here on the emergency Borg out of 10 ass. We have an emergency report. Fantastic Four sucks.
Oh, shit. Again. Well, yeah, I mean, that's an emergency every day. You need to tell it.
Oh, man, the Action News team is very busy tonight. More breaking news. Velveteen Dream is a pedophile, whether guilty or not. He diddles little boys. If you support people that diddle little boys, I hope you're fucking rotten in hell.
That's what I was saying about Poon. It's not the fact that he said my music sucks. That's fine. Because he's not the first one to think that, and he won't be the last. But the fact that he turned his back on me is what makes me so sad. his AEW buddy, the one who always takes up for him, and he's defending AEW Dark. That's bullshit. So you know what? Fucking, he's lost a friend.
That is not breaking news. That's a fact, Jack. That's me hawking up a loogie.
Treat me like a dog. You expect me to come back asking for more? You must think I'm a jackass.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, bro. Probably rolling over in bed. You sons of bitches. I've had such a long day of not doing shit at work and my kid being at school. Oh, it's so exhausting. I don't know what to do.
You guys got me in a lot of trouble.
That was from Thoughtbot's kid to Thoughtbot, because Thoughtbot just don't understand.
Yeah, he does, but...
Not breaking
news. He never will, either.
Alamino, let's pop quiz. What is another word for ignorant? Say it. Starts with an N and ends with er. Never.
I think that we do have a phone number that might would.
You want me to do it? You want me to do it? I'll call this fucking retarded ass.
Dude, it's 10-ass. Fuck it. It's 10-ass board talk for our day. It doesn't matter.
Let me verify this real quick. 860 area code. All right. Yeah, we're just going to make it happen. Because like Alamino said, breaking news, we don't fucking care. Oh, golly. The best part will be if we get a voicemail answer. Oh, golly. Give it a shot.
Yes, that's what I want. Like, shit.
Good.
Reach 860-585-1545. If you could.
Hello?
Yes. Is this Mr. Romanco?
Yeah.
Is this Mr. Romanco?
No.
Yes, this is Dale Farnberg with Discus Services. We've got a lot of complaints about your Discus account.
You got the wrong number. Sorry, guys.
Okay. The funny part is...
He actually answered.
Dude, it's a home phone.
official landline. Damn.
Matthew, who the fuck's calling the house this goddamn late? Fucking quit playing on my damn phone. I'm going to kick you out.
Oh, out of state yeah, call too, so we get charges. He's gonna get fucking get grounded.
SmackDown, Raw, or Dynamite for a week.
Well, but Mom, I gotta get online to call people the N-word. Oh, God dang it.
Breaking news. That was evidently Matty Romanco's home phone number. Not even the phone. Because I was wondering,
wow.
I was like, why is there a girl doing his voicemail greeting? And then when it stopped and it was Maddie, I was like, this is a motherfucking house phone.
Because, I mean, dude, I haven't used one of those. Ah, shit.
And I swear the echo was the show in the background. So he was listening to us call it. He didn't fucking care. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I didn't think about it like that, but...
Man, when you put it all together, it's fucking...
I heard the echo, and I was like, damn, what is that? But now it makes sense.
Because I was like, that's even late. It doesn't make sense. And then it did, and I was like, holy shit, balls.
Oh, well.
There's only one other person we can
in,
call tonight.
If you call in, you know the consequences. We have your number.
Only real men don't block their number, though. Because it's not like, I mean, I don't have this stored. It's stored in the system. It's not like I'm going to fucking give your number out. Oh, let's see. Hey, we got to call this guy because we never have got a true answer about shoving butter up an ass. And I think now's the night to get that answer.
Hello?
Hey, is this Johnny Two Times?
This is Johnny Two Times.
Yeah, we were just trying to figure out what is the best way for one to stick butter up somebody's ass.
Well, the first thing you need to do is find a willing recipient. The second thing you need to do, freeze that butter hard. Rock hard, solid in your freezer, right? Goddamn, I hope this has anything to do with Vince McMahon leaving the WWE. The most important part, I'll get back to my point here, but the most important part is to make sure that it is frozen solid. And the you need to have a willing recipient, okay? Or at least somebody that has some serious daddy issues. Okay. After all of those other boxes have been checked, you simply insert slowly. Let it melt. Wait reaction. And pretty much after that, you just kind of do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's the long and short of it. Depending on how long and short your dick is. But, yeah. That's it. Butter in the butt.
All right, but that's very descriptive, but it doesn't really answer the question of salted or unsalted. Or perhaps even...
Oh, no. Neither, sir. Neither, Mr. Gray. It's the sweet cream butter. Look for that sweet cream butter. It really takes the bitterness out of anything you're dealing with. So the next day, you're not dealt with schmegma and butter. It's just straight sweet cream. I really hope I helped. There's quite a bit of silence on the other end, so I'm really getting the feeling that I've disgusted more people than I ever thought I would. But that was my honest assessment of how to let a girl stick a, well, it was actually her idea, but how to stick a stick of butter, yeah, in another person's butt.
Well, this answers a lot of questions because we've been on a 3 or 4 week journey, which instead of getting that answer, we found out somebody sent another man pictures of themselves shoving a dick up their own butt in order to get a website.
I don't even, that sounds terrifying. And if anybody is trying to claim that they're affiliated with my system of butter delivery, I must say that no, there is none. There is none. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one way to insert a stick of butter into a woman's anal cavity.
I hate to cut you off there, but
completely.
I'm getting word from the back. We got something going on in the back. Hold on.
All right, big phone.
Oh,
hold the phone just a second here. After what you did to Booker T last night, Stevie Ray says he's going to put it all on the line. His career against your title.
See, Booker T, he lied to the fans. He lied to everybody. He said you'd have to kill him to take the belt. Pry his cold dead hands from the belt. He lied.
But
he robbed
he
the
didn't.
Of the family because I ended.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
I'm going to end Stevie Ray's career tonight.
Okay, one more thing.
Oh.
Have you heard anything further about Starrcade? Who are you going to be defending the title?
I really don't give a damn.
Your mother.
Flair gets. I'll tell you what. Gentlemen, follow me right now.
Oh, we coming for you now.
He's going to the limousine. We're going to have a confrontation. I've always wanted somebody to do this.
Oh, Tony Schiavone, no.
Let that Big Papa Pump kill this guy right now. Who is it? Who's in the limo?
Oh, fuck you, Steve Madden. No, he made shoes, right?
They found the bell cap.
Hey,
Big Papa Pump says, suck my wiggly dick.
So you're the one responsible.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got the limo. It's mine.
Huh?
It's mine.
Oh. Oh.
All right. Thank you, Mean Gene. Evidently, Scooter Statter is up to no good once again.
Once again. Bing bong. Fuck your life.
All right. Somebody else has been on the beans tonight. And he hangs up. Johnny 2X, everybody. Johnny 2X. And as fucking always, Alamino, we deliver. We went right to the fucking source. Well,
we did.
Technically, the source would be the willing participant whose idea it was. Thankfully, I do not have her number, so... we do not have to put ourselves through that torture tonight.
Ooh. Yeah, I also said the cream for stick of butter.
Sweet cream. Which is either salted or unsalted, so.
Yeah.
Johnny 2X, if you're listening, negative points because you're a chef, and you should know that all butter is either salted or unsalted. So it's kind of like when people say they're non-binary, that actually means you're binary because you're either binary or non-binary. So joke's on you, sucker.
You're just trying to say that you're not trying to make a choice.
So you're probably a woman. We got that figured out.
Mm-hmm. I would think that the sweet cream might would be salted butter.
I'd go with margarine, but you could probably form butter better than you could margarine. And
I mean, if you think about it, well, if you're churning butter, if you think about it, homemade ice cream, it's got salt in it. So, I don't know.
Interesting. You know what else has salt in it?
Steve knows.
Yeah, you figure that one out. How do we not have that on the soundboard? We've got the world's worst breaking news graphic, but we don't have these nuts.
It seems like
this is Channel Television breaking news.
This is Snuggle Buddy.
Ah, hell. I'm Chuck Elite, and this is the Elite Wrestling Report with me and the one-man band, Christian. Ah, hell. Where's my boy Toy? I could really go for a two-stacker of some mint chocolate chip. Ah, hell.
Yeah, Hoppadilla.
Hoppadilla.
Papa B, and I'm on a helicopter.
What?
Hey, goddamn. What's the problem?
Is the mood. Where is Borg yet? I'm not even gonna give him the fucking dignity of calling him.
He's messaging is what he's doing.
What's he doing?
4 minutes ago.
Let me see. What the fuck are you looking at?
Well, not the page.
I want to hit refresh, man.
That place where I talk shit about all the people that I don't like all day long.
What's that?
The secret, super secret chat. Not to be found on Discord.
Yeah. What?
That is not to be found on Discus.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The chat.
What?
Borg. You said, what's Borg up to? I said he's in the chat.
Oh, like the Google chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. So, yeah, there's nothing on that.
I don't know what Borg's doing. If I had to guess, he's either fishing as the sun goes down, paying a prostitute to go on a date with him, no sexual stuff, or playing
concrete.
That or playing some, like, racing game on an emulator on his new phone.
So, yeah. A racing game, that'd be fun.
Not quite, Gran Turismo.
Buddy of mine's got the steering wheel set up and everything on his PlayStation. It's ridiculous.
I use one of those on the Nintendo shit. but not a huge fan.
Not really. I mean, I used it on my old Sega Saturn back in the day when I had Daytona USA. I think it came with it when you bought the bundle, so kind of like, all right.
Cruising USA, that's a great arcade game.
Yeah, I remember the arcade. When $5 and quarters, you're a fucking king for 2 hours.
Man, honestly, you guys, we were just at the beach. You can go to the arcade there, and it's pretty freaking cheap.
Define cheap.
For all the, I mean, you can get in there and, like, stay in there for, like, an hour, hour and a half for, like, $20. Now, I don't have kids, so that's probably one caveat to that. If you have kids, you're probably spending $100 in there in an hour.
I always play the expensive games that take like 3 or 4 quarters per play. Either that or skee ball, and I just sit there and just fucking drop down
yeah.
to the corners where the high scores are. Well, English on it, so it goes up and just goes whoop, 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 bling.
Skee ball, sweet. Some of the basketball stuff is if you can get into a rhythm.
That too. I mean, I don't mean to brag, but anytime I go to Chuck E. Cheese, I break my own fucking records on the quarterback 2-minute drill.
Yeah, that's there too.
It's there, Dave and Buster's. It's like, all right. I mean, anybody. Anytime I go with people, they know what's up. I'm going to disappear for a second, and the next time they see me, I'm either going to look sad because there is no 2-minute drill in the place, or come up to them and be like, all right, I'll see you in about 45 minutes. And my arm's fucking wrecked because I've probably thrown about 500 passes and pissing kids off because they want to play, but nope, won't let them in. All right, Johnny2x is sending me some really, really weird pictures. So I didn't solicit this, so I guess I did. How do you know it was me, though? I disguised my voice and everything. Hey, Dip, if you're listening, why don't you call in and tell us about that time you got done watching that episode of Seinfeld where George's fiance licks all those envelopes and then you fuck some chick that worked at Jack in the Box behind the dumpster. We'd love to hear that story. And sadly, I'm pretty sure, Alamito, that there's something relatively close to that that's happened in his life.
Just got pretty crazy last man.
He would be, that would be a fun dinner to have. You should know how those fucking New Yorkers are. They've
yeah,
seen some shit.
Especially the ones that are like the snowbirds where they travel in between Florida and New York.
I imagine Dip as a little Nino, roughly 8 or 9 years old, running through the streets of New York. Playing stickball with the likes of Fat Joe and Biggie Smalls, drinking quarter waters, and, you know, busting freestyles, going out to Coney Island and smoking some Sherm right under the Himalaya.
Getting a Nathan's hot dog.
Go home and watch a 2-hour block of Home Improvement. I don't think so, Tim. Oh, oh, oh.
some sage wisdom from your neighbor?
Wilson.
Yep. Faceless, too.
Well, he had a face. They just... I don't know if they ever showed it or not. Here's a fun fact, so we can say we actually talked about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Hall was never in a Royal Rumble match. Isn't that wild?
Yes, it is, considering everybody's ever been in one. But, you know, he was only in the WWF for a
four years.
A little piece of cake, you know? He wasn't there for that long. Cup of tea, as they say.
I think the term's a cup of coffee, but...
Okay. Well,
either way. Now, the fake Razor Ramon, he was there in 97. But Scott Hall himself wrestled in 93 through 96, but was not in the actual 30-man over-the-top room. Battle Royal.
That is a pretty wild fact.
Blew my mind when I sat there and was like, wait a second. Something's not right here. But it is what it is.
It is. He's one of those ones. You don't need a title.
I'd love to call Maddie again, but I'd hate to disturb Grandpa Maddie.
God damn it, Maddie. Can
you
fucking run the fridge? Stop calling the house.
That fucking phone's ringing all the way through the house. And somebody's like, get that phone.
I can imagine.
It's late.
Matty Romanco's grandpa living in the basement. Like that dude in the Hopper commercial. Hey, Grandpa, stop for dinner. Meatloaf and some beers. So I don't want to disrespect the fam, since that's literally a fucking house phone we call.
You know, yeah, right. Out of all the things that I wouldn't expect Maddie to do, he calls from a house phone.
He called from his motherfucking mama house. Imagine her when she gets that fucking phone bill at the end of the month.
Matthew, what the fuck is blow talk? $4 a minute. I got the transcripts too, which, oh my God.
What's this about these pictures? Did you use my dildo?
Oh, my God. Just gets better.
Yeah, wow. I do. I wonder what happened to Borg, man.
Take my email off. What the fuck? What does that even mean?
I think he
nobody knows.
I think
what?
He didn't want to. I think he didn't want to call Maddie.
Okay.
I think that was the final straw for him. I think that was him quitting.
Well, it says we do not share an email address with third parties, so I don't know if we need to change it.
I'm just going to keep it at that. I'm going to ask for it to change to the old credit card information.
Oh, Lord. Nah, you can't get in trouble for a fucking phone call.
No. Hell no. Especially because we're just calling back a phone number that called us before.
Exactly.
Trying to figure out exactly who it was.
All right. So, Alamino, all this content we got tonight.
Plenty. The Red Sox just won 2 games in a row.
The Braves won like 8 in a row, man.
Exactly.
Yo, but
over
no,
here,
it doesn't matter, though.
Dip is over here shaking in his retails and his fucking overpriced fake designer shoes, realizing that it's,
I mean,
that it's laid off.
Crazy about it. There's fucking like 45 games left.
Exactly.
What can happen?
Baseball is the longest. Like honestly, I wish it was like, baseball would be better if it was like half as long. 162 games is a fucking lot of games. I don't get it.
It's a lot of games. It's so many fucking games.
I mean, how many weeks does the baseball season last?
April, May, June, July, August, September.
Okay, yeah, so it's way longer. Yeah, that's way longer than even the NFL season. Because we're in the playoffs. So
plus like, October for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the MLB regular season is just as long as the NFL regular season and playoffs put together. That's too much.
I don't know. I don't get baseball sometimes.
Way too much. Plus, there's no teams down south.
Oh, well. There's what?
There's no team, no baseball teams down south. Besides the Braves.
Miami and Tampa Bay.
Man, as a southerner, I don't know if I count Florida as the south.
You kind of got to.
It's tough, though. It's
like the redheaded stepchild of the south.
Yeah, that's true. It's just hard. I just think of it, yeah. Sometimes I think of Florida as its own little country.
What if Borg did quit? What will we call the show?
Oh, I mean, we'd still call it Borg Talk.
Yeah,
I think that his spirit would carry on no matter what. a show that barely has its shit together. Lives in the moment from day to day. The kind of legacy
pretty
he wants
much
left behind.
Well, we can change the email. That's not a problem.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We'll just kill him real quick. Let's go.
See, Dill, he's really exactly. He's still talking shit about baseball. I mean, You have really dipped down when you're talking shit about Detroit, who wasn't even contention past the first weekend of the season. Dip is relegated himself, dude. Just talking shit about the fucking Detroit Tigers.
Just ask him how the New York Giants look. You got him good, Tucker.
The Mets will never win a championship ever again in the history of sports.
Probably not.
But yeah, I do. I wonder where Borg is at. He said he would be here. Maybe his new phone doesn't make calls or something.
No, he quit. Plug pulled. Game
Damn.
Over.
And that's it. Wow. So we've had two people just stop by and board.
Wow. From the A to the Z. We'll just call it Bass Talk. And we'll just go completely right wing and fuck it.
Played a bunch of, we can have some New Japan reviews. That means I gotta start staying up between 1 a.m. and fucking 5:30 a.m. Watch Kenta versus Naito for the 296th time.
No, we'll just, we'll be like a month and a half behind until they play it on Access or whatever. So we'll keep up with it that way. Or we could just review, like you said, the same match over and over again. I don't think anybody would notice.
It's the same four people all the time.
All the time. Maybe a little Filthy Tom once in a while, but why not?
It's either Okada, Naito, Ospreay, or Jay Watt. Those four. It's never anybody. Maybe sometimes.
Did you say
sometimes.
Zack Sabre?
Yeah, sometimes it's him. He lost pretty quick the other day, though.
It happened.
Yeah, just like Brian Pillman Jr. tonight. Got the ass beat real quick.
Dude, it was like so quick.
Yeah, AEW.
And then they had a fatherly moment in front of a dude who would love to have a fatherly moment in the ring. So that was kind of fucked up. After you beat him in like 14 seconds.
Bad thing.
Ridiculous if you're honest about it.
It is. That kid, man. Yeah. I've never watched that MLW show or whatever it is, the league.
Yeah,
the wrestling federation. Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
People say he's good on there.
Yeah. He's great. Fantastic.
Well, that's Tony Khan's fault for not booking him right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, Alamino. Lots of happening tonight.
A lot of happening.
Breaking news, Borg quit because he felt shame for that shitty-ass breaking news vocal soundbite that he downloaded because it was fucking terrible. Just a reminder, this was it.
This is Tunnels Television Breaking News.
I mean, is that like breaking news and a porno about news anchors and stuff?
Yeah, I wonder if he recorded that himself. Sounds
maybe
like
it doesn't say breaking news at all. Maybe he like said something backwards and it just sounded like that. And what he really said was, I fucking quit, yo.
Yo, be the boys coming to you from the Biscay State. Smoking, drinking, doing all kinds of ill shit, pouring concrete.
If you really pour concrete, you will pronounce it concrete.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Same kind of people that call Walmart, Walmart.
Walmart.
And where, okay, well, speaking of where is people at tonight, all right. I know sometimes I bail, sometimes I'm not available, but okay, where's Diener? Probably making ice cream, if I had to guess.
Breaking news, Diener is working late because that bitch don't know how to scoop ice cream.
Or fix the software machine.
Oh, Elmino, we got an email.
Oh, shit. Rock out what you're talking about.
It sure is. Our own Charlie from Starkville. Brockoutwithyourcockout@gmail.com writes, butt lips is lame and boring and not one of my favorite people that want to see my butthole. Oh, yeah, baby. LOL.
See, I feel like butt lips wouldn't want to see Manny's butthole, but he might want to eat Manny's butthole because he really seems to like eating ass.
Based on his affixation on analingus, it's not of the realm of possibility. So it's canon officially. Are you there?
Oh, I'm still here. Okay. What did you say? Sorry. Smiley face.
Exactly, man. I don't even remember. Ah, hell. It's time for a break.
Commercial break.
Ooh, la, la.
You got one out of here. Wait, no, I can't rhyme now. Forgot about that.
And something, what rhymes with frog? Something, something, I love long. Zilla just wrote a song.
I would love to hear from
your mama's so fat, all the McDonald's food are gone.
Oh, McDonald's have an idea.
And Alamino, since I guess Borg quit, we got to play this shit one more time for him.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Pretty much.
And that was that.
So, yeah, Borg, I guess it's over, man. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
All because...
All because it was a damn house phone.
Nah, that's not really that.
Are you like running to the house?
Yes, actually.
Got a little bit flustered.
Well, I just said I hope he's not quitting over a house phone.
I am super pissed. Let me delete my account and show everybody how super pissed I am.
We do a whole 24-hour marathon of delete your account.
Probably pull that off. Show after show.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Doo, doo, doo. Doo, doo, doo. What's up, yo? This is the board. I quit the shit because somebody called a house cord. Put on LinkedIn, and now it don't exist. Oh, now I'm out fishing, laying concrete at the house I be missing. Yo, delete my account. When you call somebody's mama's house, yo, delete your account. Wake up, Poppy Romanco, yo, delete your account. See, we can round pones, you fucking bitch.
Do you really want pounds?
What you want to do, man?
What you want to do, man?
He won't call in.
You trying to get crazy with SA? Don't you know we're local?
Okay.
Almino has some breaking news. He deleted his account. So I guess there's only one more bit of business to handle. For the evening.
You wasted a kid for nothing. Now I think it's time to waste you.
I got a bomb here. I'll kill her. I'll blow this whole place up.
Go ahead. I don't shop here.